Now, it's important for us to understand that if we put all these things together, you will discover that God has a time chart for mankind. And that time chart is divided into three segments. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, up to chapter 2, verse 3, it says that God rested on the seventh day after creating the earth in 6 days. So that means that when the earth would have come to the seventh day, it must all end. So that time chart that God has for mankind is divided into three segments. Each of them lasted 2 days or 2,000 years. The first segment was from Adam to Abraham, and it lasted 2,000 years. The second segment was from Abraham to Christ, and it lasted 2,000 years also. The third segment, which is from Christ to the end of the church age, God has designed it to last 2,000 years, making it a total of 6 days or 6,000 years. The seventh day is a day of rest for God, which is the millennial reign of Christ. Now, what that means is that any day you find that mankind has stayed on this earth for 6,000 years, you can be sure that the return of Christ is just by the corner. Now, the confusion we have there, which I think Satan deliberately just put into place, is this confusion of the Gregorian calendar. Now, the Gregorian calendar, if you look at it very well, we don't have time to get into it. You will discover that it's actually an occultic chart that was just introduced in order to close the eyes of the people to the seasons and times of God. But you know that the Jews are not keeping that calendar. The Jews are not keeping that calendar. The Jews are keeping their own calendar. And by the Jewish calendar, today is 5776. Today is 28th of Elul, 5775. Now, the reason why we have to pay attention to everything that God gives us opportunity to hear in a conference like this is that just in 2 days' time, by the Jewish calendar, which is going to be on the 14th of September, the Jews reckon that mankind would have completed 6,000 years from the creation of Adam. It's going to be on 14th of September, which corresponds with the first day of a Jewish new month of Tishrei. So, these are times that is like no other time that mankind has ever experienced. And some Jewish rabbis are sticking out their neck to say that the Messiah that Israel has been waiting for, that if he comes after the 14th of September, that they will not be surprised. So this is the season that we are. Now, I'm not going to make a claim that the Lord is going to return next week or day after next week or even next month. But God is a God that deals with righteousness. God will never compromise his word. Psalm 138 says that he honors his word even above his name. So that whenever God does something and writes it in 1-2 passages in his word, you can be sure that his righteousness constrains him to do that thing. So this season is a different kind of season altogether. That we must understand that things are not just normal. That is why it's such a privilege to be here, to hear this kind of thing, and also not only hearing it, for the anointing that it requires to make impact for God to release it. Because for some time now, the Lord has been showing me visions of his throne. And each time I have thought about it in this place, those angels, because when you see the throne of God and you see the angels of the throne of God mount the four corners of the throne, it's not a usual thing. It means God wants to speak forth his counsel from that platform. And my prayer is that the purpose for that will do us good in Jesus' name. Because God is a God of mercy, but also a God of judgment. So, what are the complexion of the last days? I just want to read two scriptures. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. The Bible says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed." So God tells us that the last days are going to have a complexion of a period that the earth has already witnessed in time. Remember, initially I talked about the law of cycles. So what will happen in the end has already happened in the beginning. Now, the first example the Lord gives us, or the first picture that the Lord wants us to put before us, is a picture of Noah's time. What was the complexion of the age during the time of Noah? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 6. If we go there quickly, Genesis 6, 1 to 6. I'm going to read it because I'm sure the Lord wants to use his word to speak to us. "It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Let's go to 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Verse 5. Let's read verse 5. "And God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 6. And it repented the Lord that he has made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart." Now, three things that happened there. Angels left their estate where God put them in heaven and came down to earth. If you see scripture anywhere in the Old Testament that you see talks about sons of God, it's talking of angels. Now, these angels left their estate where God put them and came down to earth, and these angels married human wives. And they gave birth to a breed of people that were not in the image of God, which the Bible calls Nephilim. Now, if we apply this scripture, God is telling us that at the end of the age, Nephilim or fallen angels are going to also come down into the earth in their number.